A former senior executive at the Veterans Affairs Department is challenging the VA Choice Act. She claims a provision in the law that rendered her firing from the VA as the final decision is unconstitutional. Now Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, has weighed in. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to walk us through the Justice Department's decision and its possible consequences. So this is like the amoeba that has grown into the blob that is eating up the VA. What is Justice's, first of all, tell us about the case and what is Justice's take on it, Nicole?
Right. So to start at the beginning, Sharon Hellman, she's the former director of the Phoenix VA Medical Center, and that was the hospital that was at the center of those wait time scandals back in 2014. Now, the VA secretary fired her in 2014, shortly after the VA Choice Act was passed. She appealed to the Merit Systems Protection Board, and an administrative judge sustained two out of the three of her charges and ultimately upheld her firing. So that's how the process goes under the VA Choice Act. So Hellman tried to appeal to the board itself.
And by the way, this all happens in an accelerated fashion compared to everybody else in civil service.
Correct. The MSPB administrative judge is required to give a decision within 21 days, and that's under the Choice Act.
And Sharon Hellman could not go to the full board, the MSPB itself, under the Choice Act.
Right, correct. So that board itself is made up of two presidentially appointed board members. I think that's important to note here. So the Choice Act, again, doesn't allow for the board to weigh in. It says that the judge's decision is final. So Hellman then petitioned her case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Her argument here is that the section in the VA Choice Act is unconstitutional for a couple of different reasons. Her argument says that the fact that the administrative judge's decision is final violates something called the Appointments Clause in the U.S. Constitution. So just the other day, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she said that she agreed. She said the fact that an administrative judge, a federal employee, has the final say and can ultimately overrule the secretary if he or she chooses, she says that doesn't make much sense and it violates this thing called the Appointments Clause.
That's kind of strange when you think about it, that reasoning, because judges, that's what they're there to do, is overrule actions of the administrative branch. I mean, that's how the separation of powers works, I thought, but I'm not a lawyer.
Right, but I think the distinction that's important to make here is who has the final say and how that process works. So I spoke to Deborah DiAgostino. She's a federal employee attorney for the Federal Practice Group, and she says she's not surprised by this decision. She says this makes a lot of sense, and her point was the administrative judge is a federal employee just like the person whose case he or she is deciding.
That's a good point.
Right. And so she says, so now Attorney General Loretta Lynch says, we're not going to defend against Hellman's challenge. She noted that the department will continue, though, to uphold the majority of the bill, the majority of the VA Choice Act. And the scope of this decision that she issued in a letter just the other day is really very narrow and would apply to pretty much only Hellman's case.
Interesting. All right. So what has the reaction been to this decision?
So Congress, unsurprisingly, has been very vocal. Both chairmen of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees spoke out against this decision. They both said, we need to fix this, and they mentioned possible legislative changes that they're working on and we've talked about a lot of different times, Tom. So let's not forget, MSPB has taken five of these disciplinary appeals cases for senior executives at the VA since Choice passed back in 2014. They overturned three of them. And that angered a lot of people. So on the other hand, though, I think it's important to mention that MSPB sides with the agency nearly 90% of the time. And in Hellman's case, that's exactly what they did here. The VA fired Hellman and the MSPB judge agreed. But the sense that I'm getting here is that does this decision mean Hellman could get her job back? I think that's the concern that Congress has. And the other concern that they have is, does this mean that the administration somehow disagrees with the MSPB and the VA's decision to punish Hellman? So DiAgostino says no, and she says that for both of those concerns. She says no one is saying that Hellman shouldn't have been fired, but what DOJ is saying is that having an administrative judge render this final decision for a senior executive in these cases just doesn't make any sense. She also says it's extremely unlikely that Hellman could get her job back.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Nicole, are there any implications for future legislation now pending in Congress?
Right. So Lynch pointed out, actually, in her letter that Congress is considering new legislation that could change a lot of how this entire process works. Senate VA Chairman Johnny Isaacson mentioned the Veterans First Act in his statement about this case. He says a lot of senior executives in the medical center wouldn't have the ability to appeal to the MSPB under his new law. His committee passed it. It now waits in the Senate. It's unclear exactly how the next steps are going to work. The bill also would create a faster timeline for firing SESers and really everyday VA employees. So again, this case that we're hearing, this decision that we're getting from the Justice Department, it seems to be that this could be a one-time situation, a one-time example. But it's important to consider thinking about all of the debates and conversations we've had recently about the MSPB and its role and whether or not federal employees are losing their due process rights under this VA Choice Act.
Well, if all of those people at VA, such as the Sharon Hellmans and the other senior executives that are not doctors necessarily, end up under Johnny Isaacson's bill, that would put them in Title 38 instead of Title 5 employees, then the whole MSPB thing becomes moot because they have a totally different administrative process that's actually older than the Title V. So that would, but I'm just curious as to why people think that the Sharon Hellman case could be unique. The secretary fires someone, the MSPB upholds it, she goes to court, and the court says, sorry, you can't do that. It does seem unconstitutional. Why couldn't that happen again?
Well, it's important to note that the Choice Act only applies to the Veterans Affairs Department, at least right now. And so because of that, we're getting, you know, we are hearing about these cases and they're very public and they're very controversial and everyone seems to have a lot of opinions. But again, it only applies to the VA for right now. I think, though, the broader federal community, though, is concerned that these laws that are coming out of Congress that only apply to VA, what implications they could have for the federal workforce at large and other agencies someday in the future.
Well, it's interesting because suppose you like the system you're in now and there's a great opening at VA as a senior executive, you might say, do I really want to go work there? Well, of course, we should say that under Title 38, they can make a lot more money than they can under Title 5 under the civil service system. But is the money really what they're after in federal employment? Good questions.
Right. And I think actually both chairmen of the House and Senate VA committees, they both pointed out this is another example of why we need to reform the civil service system. And so that brings up, you know, extremely large and broad conversations altogether.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.